tell us anything?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, this is the second night of Megillah. We are starting from the middle of Beis Amud Beis. And, yeah, so take this one. Okay, and if I have questions, you're going to have to answer them. Okay, here we go. So this is the second night of Megillah. We're starting from Beis Amud Beis. And we are up, we just proved that Prazim, that you, basically the whole beginning, the first Amud was to prove that Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, and Tesvav, as the Mishnah starts off, are all possible to be read from. And now we're going into when do they read? When and why do walled cities read differently? So the Gemara starts off. We are 1, 2, 3, 4. We are at the end of the fourth wide line. Masnisin. Masnisin, our Mishnah. Masnisin delo ki haitana. Our Mishnah is not like the following brisa. Titania. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer. Krochin amukafin chomos mimos achashverosh. Korin bechamisha asar. So how is this different than our Mishnah? Very quickly, let's just go back one page. Our Mishnah says, Krochin amukafin mimos Yoshua ben Nun. Where is it? Mukafos chama krachin amukafin chomos miyos Yeshua ben Nun. The second line in the Mishnah, korin b'tesvav. So that's clearly different than mimos achashverosh. So the Gemara asks, my time of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Why does Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha hold like we just said that it's mimos achashverosh and not mimos Yeshua ben Nun? The Gemara answers very simply, Ki Shushan. Because it's like Shushan. The Nays happened in Shushan. It makes sense that we're going to read the Mukafos Chama are going to read like Shushan. Ma Shushan Mukafos Chama Mimos Achashverosh Kono Chamisha Asar Af Kosh Mukafos Chama Mimos Achashverosh Kono Chamisha Asar. The same way that Shushan was walled. And they read on the 15th. Because they fought on the 13th and the 14th. They rested on the 15th and read. And that would be, so to speak, the day of Purim. So too, any city that is walled, Mimos Achashverosh, will read on the 15th. The Tana Didan, and our Mishnah, our Tana, why does he hold my time, why does he hold Mimos Yoshua ben Nun? Yalif Prazi Prazi. He learns from the following pasuk. Siv Kacha Alkena Yehudim HaPrazim. That's in, at the end, that's one of the psukim that we quoted yesterday, the end of at the end of the Megillah, Uksiv Hasam, Levad Me'are HaPerazi Harbe Me'od. And this is in Devarim, and it's talking about cities that Moshe conquered, and it says that they conquered many Are Bitsuros, a lot of walled cities, and also many unwalled cities. So therefore, he learns Prazi Prazi. Mala Alon Mukefes Chama Mimos Yoshua Ben Nun. So to these cities are unwalled Mimos Yoshua ben Nun. So too Afkan Mukefes Chama Mimos Yoshua ben Nun. So too, when it uses the opposite of Prazi by us, it must be talking about what is not walled when Mimos Yoshua ben Nun. Okay, a few questions that I glossed over just now very quickly. I said, if you were listening, that this pasuk is going by Moshe, and now we're going by Yoshua. So the Gemara it's on the bottom of the article also, that it's very simple, which is, since most of the conquering, the kibush, was done at the times of Yoshua, therefore we call Mimos Yoshua ben Nun. Which is interesting, because we call it kibush Yoshua, even though a lot of it was done by Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's a lachlok kavod to give it to Yoshua, and it will be interesting to find out why, but we're going to leave that alone for right now. Okay, we're right here. We just quickly went that there's a machlokas in our Mishnah and Braisa, if it's Mimos Achashverosh or Mimos Yoshua ben Nun. Our Mishnah says Mimos Achashverosh, Mimos Yeshua Benun, and this from Shulman Garch holds Mimos Achashverosh, like Shushan. So now we're up to here. Afkol Shemukavas Chama Mimos Achashverosh, Kol Mechamishasa. The Tana Gidon, my Tana, why does our Tana hold what he does? My Tana, Yalef Prozi. My Tana, Yalef Prozi Prozi. I'm sorry, I think I skipped something. Okay, let's try again. My time is Rabbi Shulben Karcha. Ki Shushan. Ma Shushan Mekabes Chama 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 B'tana Didan. My time, why does he hold what he does? Yell at Prozi Prozi. Ksiv Hacha. Alkan Yudin Bar Prozi Ksiv Hacha Ma'ad Mi'ar Prozi Ha'ab Be'me'ol Ma'ala Elam Mekabes Chama Mekabes Chama Mekabes Chama Mekabes Chama Mekabes Chama Mekabes Chama Mekabes Chama. Okay, that's where we're up to. Bishlam Rabbi Shua ben Karcha lo Amar Ketana Didan de Les Le Prozi Prozi. We mentioned yesterday how each and every drasha that a Talmud made, he would have to have a Mesorah for it from his Rebbe. If we're saying here that he didn't have Prozi Prozi, he has no way to learn this drasha. Therefore, he's stuck with the only thing he has. What's that? Shushan. So therefore, it's Mimos HaChashverosh. Elatana didan, my time alama kerbishul ben karcha. But why does our Tana not hold like kerbishul ben karcha that it's like Shushan? My time, the Gemara asks, do I isle prezi prezi? Because he does have a mesoras of prezi prezi. So if he has the pasuk of prezi prezi, he has to learn out from prezi prezi, just like Yoshua, like Mimos Yoshua. No, hachi kamar. The Gemara says this is not. That's not what I meant to ask. This is what he meant to ask. That kashya, that maksha. Ella Shushan David Kaman. According to our Mishnah, Shushan is lost. Why? Shushan was not, or at least we don't know for sure, that was walled. Mimos Yehoshua ben Nun. On the year of the Purim, Shushan clearly celebrated Purim on Tesvav. What are you going to do with Shushan? If the criterion are Mimos Yehoshua ben Nun, where does Shushan fit in?
Is that a question to them? It has nothing to do with when they celebrate.
No, so now it's because there is a machlokas between Beshuv and Karcha and our Mishnah. So now we're asking, according to our Tana, we're stuck. What is Shushan going to do? In other words, it's a way of saying that Rabbi Yeshua Makarcha makes more sense. That's what the Gemara is really asking. So the Gemara answers, no. Even according to Rabbi Yeshua Makarcha, obviously Shushan's going to hold the 15th. And the question is why? And the answer is very simply, Elishushan Dav the Kaman, Loka Prozim Loka Mukfin, Amarava, V'Amri La Kedi. And some people say that the Amarava and Kedi also said it. Shani Shushan Ho'il v'nasa b'neis. No, clearly Shushan's different because that's where the neis happens. So, according to our Mishnah, Shushan will always be on the 15th, and it will be different than other walled cities at the time of Achashverosh, because they will not hold the 15th unless they were also walled at the times of Yoshua. So now the Gemara says like this. In the Mishnah, it seems like, and this is a really very good from what we started yesterday. The Gemara yesterday wanted to find everything in the Megillah. If it's true, then it must be in the Megillah somewhere. So that's what the Gemara is going to do now. The Gemara is going to say, Bishlamam, I understand according to Bishlam alatana didan haynu dechsev medina o medina ir ve'ir. There are, and this is the repetition in the pasuk that is explaining all the different possibilities, and they are medina o medina lechalek bein mukafin choma mimos Yoshua benun lemukafas choma mimos Achashverosh. There is going to be a type of medina which is a walled city that's going to hold 14. There's going to be a type that's going to hold 15. If it's Mimos Yehoshua ben Nun, or if it's not. Ir v'ir nami, that also makes sense, because l'chalik ben Shushan l'shara yaros, because there are cities that are also, that are, even Shushan itself is a different status, like we just said, than a regular walled city, because if it was walled, not Mimos Yoshua Benon, and yet it's still holding the 15. According to Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, it's all Mimos Achashverosh. So Medina makes sense because Shushan is going to be different. El Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Bishlam on Medina L'chalik Ben Shushan L'Shara Yaros. El Ir V'Ir L'Mayasa. But why do you need Ir V'Ir? According Ir V'Ir was coming according to our Tana was. But you don't have that chiluk according to Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. So why do you need ear for ear? So the Gemara says this is not really such a question. Amalach Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Ulutana didan minicha. Is it really so great according to our Tana? Kivin deislay prazi prazi. The words prazi prazi are in the Megillah. I'm sorry. Kivin deislay prazi. Once he has the limud of prazim from Yoshua ben Nun to prazim that are in the Megillah, Medina Medina Lamali, then you don't no longer need a chiluk between Medina Medina to tell us that there are different types. Of course there are different types. That's what Prazi Prazi is coming to tell you. Lamali Elakra Ludrashahuda Asa. Therefore the Gemara says, you know, you're right. This pasuk, Medina U Medina, ear v ear, is not neither according to Bishum ben Karcha, nor according to our Mishnah, is it coming lechalek, but it's coming for something else entirely. And what is that? Uchad Rabbi Shua ben Levi Yudasa. It's coming for something Rabbi Shua ben Levi said. Damer Rabbi Shua ben Levi krach v'chol asamach l'v'chol anir imo nidon k'krach. This is another limud, and that is halacha the following: krach v'chol asamach l'v'chol anir imo nidon k'krach. You have a city that reads on Tesvav. The halacha is that if it's a suburb of that city, but it's within its environs, it's called municipality, then it also reads on the 15th. And you need either one of the following criteria, and they are either samuch or nira. But if it's either one or the other, it still works. If it's nira ve'eno samuch or samuch ve'eno nira, it still reads on the 15th. Ad kama, and how far is that? That it's called a suburb, but it's near a emo. Amar b'yirma b'yitim b'chia b'rabal k'mechamson l'tveria, like the difference from Chamson to Tveria. Mil k'mechamson l'tveria mil, a mile from Tveria to Chamson. So the Gemara says, why doesn't it just say mil? The lema mil. Why do we have to say k'mechamson l'tveria? The Gemara wanted to tell you two things. The Gemara wanted to tell you also how large a mill is by using the example of Chamson L'Tveria, and at the same time wanted to tell you that that is the shiur for Chol Hanira Imo. Samachlo. I'm sorry. Okay. Now the next member is only continuing because it is said by the same person. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, the Tamer of Chiyah Bar Abba, Menatzpach, Mem, Nun, Tzadi, Pei, and Chaf, all are the, what we call, enda letters, the way I grew up in Yiddish. Today they say or I'm sure back then they also said it, and that those are the Sofit, Mem Sofit, Nun Sofit, Tzadi Sofit, Pei Sofit, and Chaf Sofit, Menatzpach, Sofim Amarum. They were said by the Tzofim. The Tzofim are the Nevi'im. Okay? In other words, the fact that there are a different surah, that they're written differently, was said by the Nevi'im. The Tizbara, is that really possible? The Haksiv, doesn't it say Elam Mitzvos? The last pasuk in Bechukosai reads, Elam Mitzvos, Asher Tziva Hashem Esmosh El Bnei Yisrael Ba'er Sinai. And the Gemara learns from this pasuk, Elam Mitzvos. Only the Mitzvos that are in here in the Chumash, those are the mitzvos, but the mitzvos that came, there are no mitzvos that came afterwards. So how could it be that menatzbach mem nun tzadi pein chav sofim amram, they were said by the Nevi'im, if they're not part of the Torah when the Torah was given in Chamisha Chumash Torah, then it can't be something new. She'ein Navi Rashai Lechadesh Davar Me'ata V'ya'od, that no Navi is, he has, doesn't have the right to be mechadish anything after the Chamisha Chumash Torah, after Moshe Rabbeinu's time. V'od She'ein Navi Rashai Lechadesh Davar Me'ata V'od V'od Hamar Rav Chizda. And also, didn't Rav Chizda tell us Mem V'sano She'bechluchos B'neis Hayu Omdin? So if you just close your eyes and visualize a mem and a samach, if you were boring through or engraving a mem and a samach, you're going to be stuck with the middle part in the middle, because you're going to make lines all around, and then the donut hole is not going to stay; it's just going to fall out. So if you'll notice anywhere, you can start noticing now the engraving, and you'll see there's always a little line that connects the mem, the middle of the mems, or the middle of the samach, because or else it's just going to fall out after they do the engraving. So this, so Rav Chizda says, mem and samach, if they were through and through in the luchos, then it would be an engraving, and the middle part of the mem and the samach would fall. So mem the samach shebeluchos b'nei sayu amdin. Okay, it's important for us to see this Rashi on top. Amud Aleph. B'nei Yisrael Yomdim. Shehayzu Chakikoson Mishnei Avrehen. The Chakika, the engravement, you went all the way through. Hilkuch Shar Osios Yeshlam Makom Davik. There's a place for them to stand on. Elamem V'samah. Chayzu Ba'avir will be in the air. Okay. That's the question. So the Gemara says, if mem v'samach like b'nei sayom, then there must have been an end of mem in the, there must have been a mem sofit in the luchos. If there was a mem sofit in the luchos, it can't be that the Nevi'im are mechadish it, because it existed at the time of Moshe. The Gemara answers, in, there was, mahava havu, they were there. V'lo hava yadi hebe em softeva, hebe b'sof teva. But by the time the Nevi'im came around, people didn't know which was which. I'm saying one sheet an hour of explaining this Gemara. People no longer remembered which one was which. Asut sofim v'tzakinu. And then the Nevi'im came and explained. Actually, I'm sorry. One more time. At this point in the Gemara is assuming that when it was first given, you could do both. You could write the mem at the beginning, in the middle of the word, or a mem sofit. You could. They were interchangeable. V'asut sofim v'takinu psuchin ba'emtza teva u'susumim b'sof teva. And then the Nevi'im came along and they were misakein, no, the mem sofit is only at the end and the regular mem is only in the middle. That's an excellent question, and the Bnei Yeshua tries to explain it, and I didn't understand what he was explaining. He tries to explain, how is it, just to explain your question, how is it possible that something that we use every day was forgotten? Okay, so he goes through. I should understand that a whole thing of if you think about it, if there's any truth to the way the Gemara is saying it, then all of their tefillin, Sifrei Torah, and mezuzos would be puzzle after the Nevi'im enacted whatever it is they enacted. So that doesn't make any sense. Which is basically the, so then he goes into a thing to explain that it wasn't that they posseled it, it was that it was optional. So now even after they did it, it wouldn't have posseled everything that came before, but it would just be mikan vahala. I didn't understand everything he said, but it's something that he tries to explain.
Seen before they came and said that the one goes here, it was optional.
That's one of the options.
So that every Sefer Torah could be, this one's like this, this one's
like, so it seems like it definitely was that one way. The I don't know. That's okay, but it's now I had another thing.
Yeah. Put them in the middle.
Oh, so there's something that is the halacha. The halacha is still that if you put it in mem sofis in the middle, that it is kosher. Now there was something else that I wanted to say, but I didn't see it anywhere, so I was afraid to say it, and that is ksav ashuris as we have it is not what they used every day. They had something else called ksav ivri, and ksav ivri was what they used, and it's commonly called as a chicken scratch. And if you ever went to the Israel Museum, so the Dead Sea Scrolls are written in this what's called Ksav Ivri. The Gemara makes mention of Ksav Ivri. Now, Ksav Ashuris legitimately was an art back then, and it wasn't something that everyone did. So, like I said, I didn't find this anywhere, so I'm loath to say it, but it could be the Ksav Ivri, which was also they were also you were allowed to write in that. It could be that everyone used Ksav Ivri. What? So there's it's a machlokas, but obviously this. Who?
Ezra has something to do with it.
It could be. Yeah. So that was what I wanted to answer. That it, you know, we think of it as, what do you mean? It's used every day. If you think about it, there was no printing, there was no sidurim, there was none of this, and yet it's possible that this art, it was a lost art, and therefore there was no Kabbalah or Mesoras. That's what I wanted to say, but I like I said, I was looking for it somewhere and I didn't find it anywhere, so I was afraid to say it. Okay, so the Gemara, let's just finish this thought. The Gemara says, so self elam mitzvah shein avi yasul chalish davar me'ata. It can't be that they decided and only one was kosher and one was pasul, because that would also be a chiddush that would not be allowed after Eliyahu Mitzvos. Ela shakchum v'chazer v'yazdum. No, the Gemara says, truly it was there. There was a way to do it, and it was, the mem sofit was supposed to be in the end. The regular mem was supposed to be in the middle, but it was forgotten, and then they were chozer and established it the way it was once upon a time. Not that they were mechadish something, but rather they just reinstituted it. Amar Rabbi Yirmi Yitim Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba, again the same person. Targum Shel Torah. The Targum Shel Torah, of course, we call that Targum Unklus. Why? Unklus Ager Amro. Unklus Ager said it. Mipi Rabbi Elezer Rabbi Yeshua. Targum Shel Leviim Yonasam Ben Ozeel Amro. Mipi Chagar Zechariah Malachi. Viniz Dazda'a Eretz Yisrael Abameos Parsa Al Abameos Parsa. When Yonasan ben Uziel was Metargim the Nevi'im, there was a Gevalt. Nizdaza Eretz Yisrael. It shook Eretz Yisrael. This is a way that the Gemara uses to explain that it was something that was earth shattering. Yatza Baskova Amra. Mi huze shagile gila sisrai livnei adam. Who is it that was megale my secrets by being mitargame the Nevi'im? Amad Yonasan Mizil Raglov. Yonasan got up and he said, Ani hu shagile sisrai livnei adam. I did it. Golivi adu alifnecha shalalukho di asisi, lalukho beis abba, elalukhvot chasisi. I didn't do it for myself, my father. I did it shelo yirbu machlokas b'Yisrael, because there are a lot of things that Targum explains, and therefore it gives clarity, and there'll be less machlokas because of it. The od b'keish legalos Targum shel k'suvim. Not only that, Yonasan Mizil, he saw he was on a roll, so he wanted to be a Targum the k'suvim too. Yatsa baskava amrelo tayecha, enough. My time, El Gemara says, why did they not let him be Matargim the Ksubim? Yishum de Isbe Kates Mashiach. Because Tamun, hidden in, obviously not too deeply, but hidden in the Ksubim are the times of Mashiach. The Targum Shel Torah, Unklus Ager Amro. Is it true that the Targum was said? One more time.
Rashi says the Targum that God Hashem sent should be revealed
was
is safer than Daniel.
Is Daniel? Now Daniel is written in Targum.
It is Aramaic. The book itself is in a very Aramaic Hebrew.
Okay.
But so the Targum, that's what we're speaking scared of.
No, so I'm just pointing out, Daniel is written in the Targum. The Targum would have to be explaining what was really meant. So it's not that the Targum is necessarily the words, as much as the Targum is the hidden meaning behind it. Okay? Actually, we're going to get to that later on. The Gemara is going to talk about things that were written in the Chumash that were written in Aramaic, Yigar Sadusa, and things that were written in Aramaic that have a flip side in Ivrit.
Some of the Messianic Rashi Sfarim you see these days, the Messianic Rashi's coming. They think the needle. They're trying to know.
That's where they're trying to find it. Okay. So the Gemara says, "V'targum shel Torah unklus hager amro." Is it true that unklus hager? And the Gemara is assuming at this point that unklus was mechadish it. V'ha'amar avika amarav, ha'amar avika baravin amarav chanan amarav. My dichsev v'yikru b'sefer Torah solo kim mifarash v'salm seichel v'yavinu b'mikra. This is a pasuk in the Chemya, and it means things. So the Gemara says each one of these things means something. Vayikru b'sefer Torah Solokim. What is that? The Mikra. Mifaraj the Targum. B'som seichel elu apsukin. B'yavinu b'psukin means where to stop one pasuk and another, because there are no there's no nekudos and there's no punctuation in the Torah. B'yavinu b'mikra elu piskei tamim. B'amrulei elu amasorah. Some people say not, it's not the tamim, it's the how to spell the words. So you see from here that Nehemiah had already Targum. Nehemiah lived clearly long before Unklus Hager. So how can you say that Unklus Hager was Metargame as if it was something new when Nehemiah already alludes to it? The Gemara answers, Shakchum v'chazr v'yazdum. The Targum was forgotten and then Unklus Hager went back and established it. Now this, thank God, makes a lot more sense. The Targum wasn't used. Think about it. No one used the Targum because everyone spoke Hebrew. So then Unklus Hager had to be truly Chazer and Viyaz had to come back and establish it because it was something that had fallen into it went the way of history. Okay. The Gemara asks, "Maishna de oraisa de lo is daza'a, the anadivi is daza'a." Why is it that there was this? It was earth-shattering when the Targum of the Nevi'im came out, but it wasn't such a big deal when the Targum of the Torah was done. The Gemara answers, "The oraisa mefarshim milsa, the Nevi'i kemilad mefarshim kemilad mistamon." In the Gemara is saying that the Targum of the Torah is not revealing hidden. It's simply, I don't know what it's saying, if it's showing direction or it's things that are not so hidden. But in the Nevi'im, the Targum, there are things that are mifarash, that are explicit. There are things that are hidden. And the Targum of the Nevi'im is revealing both. And that's why it was earth-shattering, the Targum of the Nevi'im, and not the Targum of the Torah. Dichsiv. The Gemara now is going to give an example of a pasuk that in Nevi, that without the Targum, it makes no sense whatsoever. In other words, it's completely different than what it's written. And that seemingly does not happen in the Chumash. Bayom hahu, yigdal ha-mispeid b'Yerushalayim, k'mispeid ha-dag rimon b'vikas megidon. So, just taking this pasuk at face value, it sounds like there's going to be some sort of a mispeid in Yerushalayim, like the mispeid that once was for Hadad Rimon in the Megiddo Valley. Amar Rav Yosef, Il Molei Targuma Daikra Lo Yadana Mai Kamar. If not for the Targum, we would have no idea what this pasuk is talking about. Because this is the Targum. B'yoma Hahu. On that day, Yazki Mispeda B'Yerushalayim, there will be a Mispeda in Yerushalayim that it will be bigger. As big, K'mispeda D'Achav Bar Amri D'Kotel, like Achav, like the Mispeda of Achav, that was killed by Hadad Rimon ben Tavrimon Biramot Gilad. And like the misbeid of Yoshia ben Amon, the Melech Yoshia, the Kata Yasei Paro Chagira Bevikas Megiddo. Wow, that's a lot different than the pasuk. So here's an example of a pasuk in Navi that without the Targum would mean something entirely different. So the Gemara continues. V'ra'isi ani Daniel levadi es hamareh v'ha anashim asher hayu imi lo ro'u es hamareh aval charado gedol enough ra'alehem v'yivrichu behechavei. Man inu anashim. Who are these people that with Daniel that saw but didn't see but got scared? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu v'itim Rabbi Chiya bar Abba zeh Chagai Zecharia Malachi. These are Chagai Zecharia Malachi. Inhu adifi minei, the ihu adif minayhu. They were better than him on one level, and he was better than them, superior to them on a different level. Inhu adifi minei. How were they better than him, superior to him? The inhu nabi, the ihu lav nabi. They were a nabiim, and he was not a nabi. What? Daniel wasn't a nabi. Rashi, very important. Rashi. Rashi says. Of course he was a Navi, but the difference between them was the Inu Navi, right in the middle of the page, Shenis Navoli Yisrael B'shlichuso Shel Makom. Chagai, Zechariah and Malachi were charged with a Nevuah to go say over. But Daniel was never sent with a Nevuah to the people. Of course he was a Navi, but it was different level of Nevius in that he was never sent out with a nevuah. How were they better than, how was, so they were better than him because they were Nevi'im in this classification.
How did they ever prove that he was Nevi?
Who?
Daniel.
The Gemara is just saying.
I just thought that part of being a Navi was that you had to retroactively, something had to happen that backs you up as being a Navi.
Oh. I don't know.
Rambam.
Yes. Well, the Rambam is saying the other way. The Rambam says that a Navi Sheker is if it doesn't happen.
Right.
But I don't think the Rambam. But Navi MS doesn't have to have something.
I don't know if Daniel ever had anything
that happened.
Everything else.
So Daniel had things that he. Right, the writing on the wall.
Writing on the wall, the Aramaic.
Was famously Daniel. He definitely did things that.
So he had something.
Yeah.
In fact, if you see throughout Tanakh, there were Nevi'im all over the place.
Right.
There were Nevi'im all over the place. And it's not that they were giving messages over and they were true or they were false. They just had these powers.
Right.
They gave advice for that moment to that person, whatever it might be. And it wasn't natural messages or personal messages.
Not only that, the Rambam says that when a Nevuah comes down to this world, anyone that has Ruach HaKodesh receives that Nevuah, and only the person that's charged with the mission of giving over that Nevuah is allowed to say it. And that was the Taina of Yoshua on Eldad Umeidad. Eldad Umeidad Misnabim B'machane. And he went to Moshe and he said, we all got this Nevuah, but they weren't charged with giving it over. How do they have the right to do that? So that's also interesting. So that's
Moshe said it's okay, they should all be like him.
Right. So he was saying it's not your place to, I don't know what Moshe was answering, right. But that's where the thing. So it's interesting because I had a Rebbe of mine that used to say this over. I don't know if you're familiar with this. Sometimes you're harving, you're toiling over a sugya, and a few people are mechaving to the same answer at the same time. So I had a Rebbe that used to say that that's the chinas Ruach HaKodesh, and it comes down and everyone gets it at the same time. That if you're really being maimik in the sugya, so then this siyata d'shmaya comes down. Once it comes down, everyone gets it. So if that's something that happened to you, it's interesting. Okay, so we have how are Chagai Zechariah Malachi better? They are better because they are Nevi'im and Daniel wasn't a Navi exactly. He was never charged with a Nevuah. How is he better than them? Ihu adif minayhu. He's better than them. Di ihu chazu, di inhu lo chazu. Because in this specific case, he saw something that they didn't see. But the pasuk says that they were with me, they didn't see, but they got afraid. If they didn't see the ma'areh, why did they get afraid? Why were they afraid? Even though they didn't see it, even though they didn't see it physically, mazalayu chazu. There was something that it was felt. Okay, so mazalayu chazu. Rashi says, "Sar shall call Adam the mala," as if there's a chelak ruchni to each person, and the chelak ruchni living on a different plane can feel more ruchnius things. So their chelak ruchni felt it, and therefore they got scared. Their guf got scared. And that's Amaravinush Mamina. We learn from here, Haiman Demivis, if someone is trembles, if someone's afraid, and he doesn't know why he's afraid, even though he didn't see it, mazli chazi, there's something that his mazel saw that's why he's afraid. Maita Kante, what should he do? Read Kriyashma. Kriyashma, of course, the Kriyashma Lamita also has all these shadim stuff in it. I don't know if you ever read Kriyashma Lamita, it's really scary stuff. Rigzu v'altechato imru v'adcha meinim ishkamcha amal ishkamcha amal Yisrael. It's all this stuff about going to sleep and shadim and stuff going on. So the gist of Kriyashma Lamita is Kriyashma, and the Kriyashma within it, I don't know what any of this means. I'm just, Kriyashma has within it these powers to ward off these mazikim, and that's why Likrei Kriyashma, you should read Kriyashma if you are afraid in this way. And if you're in a place where you can't read Kriya Shema, it's dirty, or you're not dressed, it's dirty and you can't read Kriya Shema, you should jump out of your place 4 amos. Why? Just quickly, anyone? Mishana Makam, Mishana Mazel. Rashi just said that it's all about your mazel feeling it. Mishana Makam, Mishana Mazel. Leave your place. What's your place? A person's place is Dalet Amos. Get out of your place. Get out of those Dalet Amos. Mishana Makam, Mishana Mazel. You won't be afraid anymore. I was also looking for that and I couldn't find it anywhere, but it's got to be that way. And if you can't jump, you can't leave. Lema Hachi, you should say this. It's interesting. The Gemara seems to, apparently, the Shadim had all these, growing up, we had Ulechol B'nai Yisrael Lo Yechtzu Kelev Lashonam, right? That there's this special pasuk that would make the, I don't know if that ever worked, the dogs away. Okay, I lived in the backyard. In the backyard, we had a Doberman Pinscher. I didn't realize until many years later that there was a Doberman Pinscher in this yard where I grew up. Finally, he took a bite out of someone that was clearly not saying the pasuk. So there's another pasuk to say, if you have this and you can't say Kriya Shema and you can't jump, then you say Ilo Lemahachi Iza Debetavchi Shmina Minai. The Izim, the goats that are in the slaughterhouse, are fatter than I am. As if you're saying to the Mazik, go find somewhere else to go bother someone else. Okay. I think we have the time, because I think the hidden in all these psukim, the point is to show emun and bitachon. In other words, I don't think the shade, I better go to the slaughterhouse, there's probably more stuff for me to do there. I don't think it has anything to do with that. It has to do with a person reinforcing his own emun and bitachon. Whether it's saying a pasuk from the Torah, or whether it's saying, it's basically Hashleich al Hashem Yahavcha v'Hiyachal Kalecha. David Melch says, throw your burden on the Rebbeinu Shalom and he'll take care of you. So when you invoke a pasuk that the Chachamim said to invoke, because that will get rid of them, you're showing your emun and bitachon. And therefore, it will be taken care of. The mazik won't be able to harm you because you'll have the hagana of the emun and bitachon. Not because, I don't think at least, it's because something special in these words that go to the slaughterhouse.
If you jump in,
Yeah, that seems to get it away from
it. So why should you say Shema first? Shouldn't that be the first thing? Jump first.
No, no. Obviously, the Haganah that's in Shema is stronger than anything else. Okay. We have a few minutes. Here we go. We're getting to the bottom. So now the Gemara says, you just told me that these repetitions in the Megillah are coming to teach you stuff. Then what is Mishpacha coming to teach you? Right? Once again, what was that coming to teach us? It was coming to teach us. Anyone remember? Ear of ear. That's what ear of ear was coming to tell us. And so now, what's Mishpacha coming to tell us? The Gemara answers. So the Gemara answers, it's coming to tell you that no matter what mishpacha you're from, no matter what shevet you're from, no matter what responsibility you have, you leave that alone and you go and do and you go to Mikra Megillah. Mikan Samchu. I'm sorry. Tanya Mihachi Kohanim Bavadasam Levim Duchanan Shab Mama Kum Matnu Adasam Bavadasam Mikra Megillah. Mikan Samchu Shabbos Rabbi Shemivakim Tam Torah Bavam Lishma Mikra Megillah. Kal Vechoma Me'avoda. And this is how you know that you stop learning Torah and you go to hear Mikra Megillah, because Kal Vechomer Me'avoda, Ma'avoda Shei Chamura Mevatlinan. You see that Mishpacha tells you that even the Kohanim leave their avoda, Leviim Duchanan. So surely Talmud Torah, which is less than avoda, you also have to stop and go hear Mikra Megillah. And the article points out something very simple, very cute. Mikra Megillah is also Talmud Torah. What's Mevatlin Talmud Torah to go here, Mikra Megillah? So he brings down that what if you have to stop learning and the time to get somewhere else and the time to get back? You're not going to be able to learn in those times. So that's what it's called, Mevatlin Talmud Torah, not Chas V'Shalom, that Mikra Megillah, that Megillah itself is not Talmud Torah. So he says, is that true? That avoda is more chamer than Talmud Torah? That's not true. But ksiv, the pasuk in the beginning of Yoshua, Yoshua is on the outskirts of Yericho. Okay, so it was at night, it was the night before Yericho, and the big war in Yericho, and Yoshua was around the camp, and he encountered what we're going to see in a moment was Sar Tziba Hashem, Amalek. So the Gemara now has a tangent for a moment. The Gemara first of all says, what do you mean, how did he say anything, how did he exchange words with this being? The Hechi Avid, how was he allowed to do that? You're not allowed to say shalom at night. Maybe it's a shade, because at night, once upon a time, there weren't street lights. You weren't sure of the figure that was approaching you, who it was. And apparently, engaging the shade, we're really going off, engaging the shade is a recipe for disaster. Growing up in New York, we have this concept which was don't make eye contact. So apparently this was the Gemara's version of don't make eye contact. That Asa La'adam, that you weren't, she's in Shalom Chaveir Balayla, Chayshin and Shalom Shedu. So the Gemara says, how is Yeshua allowed to say anything? So Shani Hasam Darmalei Ki Ani Svar Tzva Hashem. Because he introduced himself as Ani Svar Tzva Hashem. I'm a messenger and a minister of the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'dilma Mishakri, maybe he's lying. Who said that he's really a Sar Tzva Hashem? Gemiri, this is wonderful. the mafki shame shemayim lebatala. A shade won't say the Rosh Hashanah's name in vain. Okay, so this is the code of honor of the shadim. They can use anything. It's like they can cloak themselves in anything except cloaking themselves as a messenger of the Rosh Hashanah. So now Gemara gets back to what the exchange was between the Sar Tzva Hashem and Yoshua. And all this is in an effort to prove that Talmud Torah is not Kal Me'avodah, but rather Chomer Me'avodah. Amalo, he said to him, listen, you guys are not doing what you're supposed to. Emesh Bital from Talmud Shobin Arbaim. Last night, you were not careful with the carbon of the Avodah, obviously. The Talmud Shobin Arbaim. The Ach Shobin Bital from Talmud Torah. Now, you're not learning like you're supposed to. Amalo, Al Ezebein Basa. Yoshua says, okay, I understand that these are two horrible things, but which one are you coming because of? Amalo, Ata Basi. I came now. On the one that is now, which is that, the second one that he mentioned, which is Bitaltam Talmud Torah. You see that the Talmud Torah is greater than the Avodah, because there were both of these things that were a Kitrug, and the Malach says, I'm more concerned with the Bitl Talmud Torah than the Bitl Avodah. Miad, this is the end of the Pasuk. Vayom Yoshua Balailahu, Besocha Emek. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Milamit Shalon Beumka Shel Halacha. Yeshua, as if to make up for it, was immersed himself in learning. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Ben Bar Unya Gadol Talmud Torah Yosem Erkavus Tamidim Shenemar Atabas. You see from here that the Malach was more concerned with Bitul Talmud Torah than Bitul Avoda. So, how can you say before that the Avodah is greater than the Talmud Torah? You see here clearly the Talmud Torah is Chomor Me'avodah. The Gemara answers, Lo Kasha. Hadarabim Hadi Yachid. Hadarabim Hadi Yachid. This was Bittul Talmud Torah of Rabim. And that is greater than the Bittul Talmud Torah of a Yachid. But Bittul Talmud Torah of a Yachid is not as great as Avodah. And therefore, Bittul Talmud Torah v'Yachid is clear that you go Mikra Megillah and or just the concept of Bittul Talmud Torah v'Yachid is less, is kal from Bittul of the Avodah. Masha'en came Bittul Talmud Torah, at least right now, the Havim in the Gemara is Bittul Talmud Torah, the Rabim would be greater than Bittul Talmud Torah, Bittul Avodah. Okay, that's our three quarters of an Amud. I'm getting closer to 9:45. Okay. Okay. Same bat time. Okay, good. Yom Rishon, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. We're going to try. We're going to talk tomorrow night if we can do, figure out. I have a great idea. I have a great idea. There's 15 minutes Friday night in between if you're daven here, Kabbalah Shabbos and Marv. If we do 15 minutes then, and we do another 15 minutes right after when everyone's saying Shalom Aleichem to the rabbi, the Shabbos to the rabbi, and Shabbos is like 6 o'clock by the time you're done, your family won't miss you with those 15 minutes, we can do another 3 quarters of an Amud. We can do another quarter to a half of an Amud on Friday, which would move us along. So is everyone, I'll confirm that with everyone tomorrow night, but if that works, that would be great.
The Rav doesn't mind the competition for that 15
minutes. Yeah, the Rav does all four competitions. I'll talk tomorrow night. We'll see if that works for people. But also, I mean, if we did the half hour Friday night, we just need a half hour on Matzah Shabbos.
I like that Friday night thing. I was actually just in a show when they did that.
Yeah?
That was a great idea.
Yeah.
That's Shabbos, and they have
people
7:30 to 8:30 is Rabbi Zimbrowski's Dafyomi.
Oh. Okay, we'll talk about it tomorrow night. But that extra half hour I'm put on Shabbos should, I think I turned it off, I'm not sure. But, should...